Hello.
Hi.
Kyle, check in.
I said hello first.
Kyle, do you have your earbuds in?
I do for now because I'm downstairs. I'll take them out when I go upstairs.
Well, when are you going upstairs?
2 minutes.
Because it sounds like utter garbage.
Whatever a fan that is, or if it's a fan, is big loud.
Here. Is this better?
Not really. I just need you to take it
mildly.
Out. Well, can you still hear the fan noises?
Kyle, yeah. We can, and your voice is really fuzzy.
Okay, well, give me 2 minutes then.
Just like your eyes.
I won't say anything for 2 minutes.
Oh, snap. Like your eyes, loser.
Bro, I got that eye fuzz. My eyes are cotton balls, confirmed.
Okay, don't say anything, because you're annoying me.
Don't speak.
That's nothing new.
Keep your vile mouth closed.
I already said I wasn't going to say anything. You guys are making me say more, so shut up.
I'm making you do anything. Hey, we can verbally berate you as much as we want.
You can have self-control, man.
Yeah, exactly. What a horrible human being, am I right?
Disgusting.
Anyway, well, welcome back to episode 80-something.
80-28
wow. Of the Trash Bros.
We've been here a long time. It's been decades.
I've got a Mug's Root Beer that I'm going to open.
Wow, beer, really? At a time like this?
Yes. It's the perfect time. All right, ready? This one looks a little... Okay.
Not much fizz, but... It was a decent pop.
These root beers suck!
Well, man, can't tell if I'm disappointed with the taste or with the opening.
With the opening, all right? The taste is amazing.
Oh, okay.
But the opening suck! I just want to kill myself!
What's stopping you? Certainly podcast. Not me, so...
I know it's been three months since. Okay, I've got a few things to tell you guys. Some funny stories, but then also I have a question for you. But I'll start with the funny stories. Okay.
Great.
Okay, so the first funny story is that yes.
Hold on. Sorry, I'm getting my polite laugh ready. Hold on. Tell me what you think of it. Is that one good? Or should I try?
Sounds like you're in pain. Else?
Kyle, did you take out your earbuds?
That works.
If I say yes, will you leave me alone?
No, because I can tell the difference.
Then why did you freaking ask if you know the freaking answer?
We'll take them out already.
I'm not upstairs yet.
How long did it take to trek up some stairs?
Connor, I was doing something.
It's a long trek.
Well, it's about time that you finish doing something and that you get your buns upstairs. Take out your earbuds and hold your phone up to your face so we can talk to each other like real men, not like fuzzies in your eyes.
Discussing on a number of levels.
You shut your mouth.
You're going to make me take my shirt off.
I already did.
Because I need to put on a new one.
All right.
I already took my shirt off. Can you
what are you doing downstairs, huh?
I'm getting some noodles. I'm hungry.
Well, hurry up.
I just had some sandwiches to eat. And a couple of milk. It was quite nice. Yeah.
You had multiple?
Two to be exact. Very
good.
Didn't
invite me?
I didn't want to share.
I am Kyle, stop talking right now or I will.
No, you can't make it.
I'll break you in half. No, but really, I'm starving. I had 3 bowls of Cinnamon Toast Crunch this morning, and I haven't had anything else.
3 bowls? Good grief.
I was finishing off the box. You
How
blame
fat
me?
Are you?
Like 300 pounds.
You're nearly up there with Kyle now. Come
on. I gained about 250 pounds to make myself 300 pounds. Yes, I was a frail little boy.
A weak baby.
Now I am 5 million pounds of pure muscle.
5 million. I like it.
Kyle? Good, he's gone. So on Friday, I my job is to install doors and windows, reinstall slash install doors and windows, and do houses and buildings and such.
Yeah.
And on Friday, the job that we had was two and a half hours away for like three windows. And that's not a lot. I mean, we can finish up three windows in like maybe an hour or two. Okay. So we did, me and my boss, I live like 5 miles. No, we can't hear you, Kyle. He just texted me. No, we cannot hear you.
Kill yourself.
This sucks. Are we, Kyle, can you hear us? Are we going to have to start over? What's the plan?
Maybe.
I'll fuse these two. All right. We're back, folks. That was a little bit of a hiccup there.
And little wonky, kind of like a donkey.
As you heard, we couldn't hear Kyle.
We're a bit of technical difficulties.
Kyle?
I'm back now.
Kyle?
Connor?
Take out your earbud.
No.
Do it.
You can't make me.
Take out your life.
Can you please?
What if I told you I already did?
Well, you should have done that before you said that. No.
Why didn't you just say I already did?
You said you could tell the difference. Apparently not.
You're a jerk.
You're a liar to me.
Which just means that it's fuzzy anytime. But now I'm going to need you to hold your phone up to your mouth because then you're going to be really quiet. Unless you're going to be eating and going like this.
How about you just go on with your window installing story? How about that?
Funny story about that is that I wasn't actually installing Windows.
What a loser. Who installs Windows?
Am I right?
Basic.
Anyway.
A loser.
So there's four guys on our crew. And so since I live like 4 minutes away from my boss, my boss said, I've got some stuff that I need to get done at my house. So why don't you just come to my house and help me like clean out a shed or two. And then the other two guys will drive all over creation to get that job done. And I was like, okay, that's fine. So I go to his house. We start cleaning out this shed. There's this bee that's like flying really, really, like, really slowly. And it's like flying in and out. We're working for like 3 hours. We go inside, take a break, come back out. It's still flying around in that shed. And it's like a big shed. Like you could drive a few lawnmowers and stuff in there. Like the ones you sit on. And he smacks this bee. Like he hits it. I think he hit it with like a shovel or with his hand. Ooh. I don't know. But he like annihilates this poor bee. Okay. Like it is gone. It's off the face of the earth. And he goes, oh yeah, I got it. And he's like, the last thing that went through that bee's head was its butt.
He's not wrong.
I started laughing. He started laughing. Peter, his son, was there. Peter started laughing.
The bee probably would have started laughing. You know,
it was so funny. And then we were in the pond later that day because it was like 85 degrees and we were like hauling wood for hours. So we were all, and we lit fires too. So we were standing by hot fire. So all of us dipped in the pond. It was awesome. And I couldn't get on the dock. I couldn't lift myself on the dock because I started laughing because I was thinking about what he said. The last thing that went through that bee's head was butt.
I laughed. I cried. It moved me, Bob.
Kyle, you're going to be so quiet.
My phone is literally strapped to my head. What do you want from me?
Literally? How did you literally strap your phone to your head?
Duct tape?
I have a little like headband, and I stuck my phone in there.
Seriously?
Yeah. Hands free, baby.
Yeah, but if you're talking one way and your microphone is going one way, it doesn't really pick up very well. So if you talk in...
Is this any better?
That is actually a little better, yeah.
All right, there you go.
Perfect.
Shut up.
Why don't you just shut up?
I can't hear you chewing your food.
Do whatever
Kyle.
I want!
You think I care? I don't.
Okay.
It's okay.
So another story here, unless you guys have something
Dude, I've said this before. I just don't make stories out of stuff. Like, I hear funny crap happens at work all the time. I just don't remember it to make a story out of.
I put stuff down in my notes. That's what I do.
You take notes?
I have something.
Well, if I want to tell you guys. What do you have?
So on Friday, it's a busy night at work. I'm a chef, so it's a busy chef night at work with food. And we're trying to get food out, and suddenly there's like no floor staff. We had like five of them. They're all gone.
All got killed.
We're trying to send like four tables at once, and there's no floor staff. We're ringing the bell, like ring, 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 and nobody comes. And usually they're like, "Stop ringing the bell so much."
Where'd they go?
Well, I'm getting to that.
Oh, okay.
They were all outside watching a guy get murdered.
What?
It wasn't like there was a fight outside, and apparently, one of the floor staff, her name is Rachel. She called an ambulance. The ambulance came up. Police showed up. There were two people in a fight. One guy got knocked down, smacked his head off the floor. There was blood coming out of his nose and his mouth and stuff. Nice. He got into the ambulance. Oh, he didn't get into the ambulance. They shoveled what was
they
left.
They tossed him in.
Just there you go.
He just like got up off the floor, laid down in the ambulance.
He got up and drove the ambulance back
out. Sir, the ambulance is here for you. Oh, great.
All right, I'll just drive it back. In Mother Russia, ambulance drive you.
Oh no! I can just drive my own car to the. I'll just die
and
there.
The guy who did that to him was like knocked out, and then he got arrested. So yeah, that's my Friday night story. I missed it all because I had to be in the kitchen. But
did he die?
I don't think so.
Look, neither of them died. I'll get updates on the man who got beaten up in the parking lot. You know.
Well, I got a story about me getting beat up. By a girl.
Correct.
So there was a family reunion a few Fridays ago, and I was at my boss's house, who was also my girlfriend's dad. So I went to their house for their family reunion, even though I'm not part of their family.
You never know.
And so my girlfriend's sister, I think she just turned 18. Her sister was talking to her cousin. Her cousin has a German Shepherd. And she was saying, Kyle, my girlfriend's sister literally has a husky.
That's even better.
I know. I get to see him like every day. So he was Louis is the cousin right now. What?
Excuse yourself right now.
Excuse me.
There you go.
You will get your mom in this.
How can I excuse myself?
I will go to mother.
I can't excuse myself. I'm asking for you to excuse me. Excusing myself would be to leave, but I'm not gonna do that as much as you would want me to.
Yeah, I was gonna say that'd be a little too good, wouldn't it?
too freaking good to be true. But
dang it,
you can't blame a guy for trying, can you?
But he was talking about his dog. His dog. I can't remember what he said.
My dog.
But he's like,
He's like, German Shepherds are really pretty, but just like. Oh, it's a girl dog. So he's like, German Shepherds are pretty, but just like most girls, she's stupid. Just like that's what he said. But just like most beautiful girls, she's stupid. And Joy's like, Joy was sitting next to me. She was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! Now that's too far." And I looked at her. And I was like, "Why are you taking offense,
Connor? I got mom up here to make you repent from your sins."
Did you even hear what I said?
Yeah, talking about beautiful dogs and. Being stupid.
No, Louis said shepherds are great, but just like most beautiful girls, they're stupid. And Joy was like, "Whoa, that's too far." And I was like, "Why are you taking offense?" And then she slaps me.
Oh yeah,
she like I think she just hit my arm if I remember. But she hit me pretty hard. She's like, "Oh, how did she like, slap me?"
She whips out the shiv she was hiding the whole time, guts you with it.
You should have gone for the head.
What stabbed me in the head or hit me in the head or never
punch you hard enough in the head, you just die immediately. You'll be looking like that guy in the parking lot.
I guess so.
Did you hear about Friday night there was a guy that got beat up outside work?
I did not hear that.
No, he got sent to the hospital.
Hi, mom.
The guy who did it to him got
hi, mom.
Got arrested and stuff.
Hi, Dylan.
It was wild.
Hi, Connor.
No.
Hi, Kyle.
Hello.
Yeah, me too. But we're trying to ring in all the floor staff outside.
Say hi to me. Dang it.
Taking bets, maybe. I don't know.
Hi.
Hello.
You trio of trash bros.
Yep, we're all garbage. We're
the trash bros trio. We're gonna start singing doo-wop in a second.
We are? I didn't plan for this.
Doo-wop, doo-wop.
Okay, I have a question for you guys, and this is really important.
Yeah.
In the shower.
No, I don't think they should be allowed to drive.
You don't know what I'm talking about. Dogs should not be allowed to drive.
I didn't hear what you said, Kyle.
All I said was no, I don't think they should be allowed to drive. No, and mom's like, what? Okay. I heard that.
My question is, in the shower.
Yeah.
And face. Go on. Do you face the head of the shower or do you face away from it?
I face it. Why?
It's just, it's interesting.
I face my enemies in
when
the shower.
You, when you wipe, do it you depends. Sit or I don't know. Stand or front or back?
No, like do you have the water coming down on your face and on your chest and on your chesticles and on your other testicles, or do you have it going down your back and your backside?
I suppose, like I suppose more my back.
Okay.
Well, I'm typically facing the water, like I'm facing the actual shower head. Yeah. If I'm like, you know, washing my head or whatever, but
you can't do that too much because then the water aerodynamics just start splitting the water so none of it gets on your body.
I know. It like breaks apart before it touches me. It's rough. Trust me.
You know, Moses, when he split the Red Sea, it wasn't a staff. It was actually just Dylan's head just dunk.
He's kind of chucked me at it and it just split.
He's like, hey, swim this real quick right here. He swam it, okay. And he got to the end, just whoosh.
Sorry. No, but I face away from it. And in fact, even when I'm washing my hair or my head, I still face away from it. I just like duck under.
So to wash your hair, you just like...
You're a coward.
Tilt your head backward?
Pretty much. Or I'll just like...
So his nose fills up with water. He leaves his head back too far.
To wash your head, you waterboard yourself?
I prefer to just dunk my head in the toilet, but, you know, whatever.
I am not above that.
Dunk my head in the toilet and hit the flush button.
Nice and clean, smooth and shiny.
No, I take off the top to the toilet. I squirt a bunch of shampoo in there, and I give myself a swirly.
Damn, your toilet's really clean. What do you do?
I take a shower?
Yeah, I take a shower. You don't wash your head in the toilet?
Okay, this is disgusting, but I also want this documented before I forget. A few weeks ago, I was on the phone with Dylan. I was on the phone with Dylan. I'm not proud of this, I will say. I'm not proud.
You shouldn't be.
But I mean, I clogged the toilet so good. It would not move. It was like a tree planted by the water singing, I shall not be moved. It wouldn't flush. I flushed it. I mean, Dylan, you were there.
Oh, I was there.
I had to shower anyway.
I was always there.
I had to shower anyway.
What?
So, most of the listeners, I'm guessing, already know where I'm going with this. But I shoved my hand down inside that toilet.
No!
And I stirred it around.
No!
Out of a plunger?
I was on a whole freaking...
was on the phone from when I made the issue.
He was on the phone.
I called him when I was sitting on the toilet.
Yep.
It's true.
Were you like telling him what you were doing, or did you tell him?
I mean, after the fact? I think I said it. I was like, I'm not
gonna. No, you said it before you did it, and I told you don't do it, and then you did it anyways. Because you didn't have a plunger. And I was like, go ask your neighbors for a plunger.
I didn't have a plunger. I already tried using the cleaner brush, but it was just so far back there only an arm would reach it.
No.
I said to go run to the neighbor's house and ask if he could use their plunger.
but he didn't want to do that.
I'm sure any basic place that has home supplies is gonna have a plunger.
Yeah, well, Dollar General was open, and
Dollar Store plunger, just get it.
Dollar General was open, but the problem was that I really didn't want to go outside.
So sticking your hand in a clogged toilet was the preferable option.
I mean, it's your own dookie, which I suppose makes it not as bad.
No, it's still pretty bad.
I would do it 10 out of 10.
It's still horrible.
And would do it again.
You're disgusting.
In fact, I did do it again.
You better have bought a plunger by this point.
I didn't do it again.
Guess what I'm getting you for your birthday? A freaking plunger.
My birthday just passed.
Yeah, next year.
Oh.
I'll buy you a late birthday present of a plunger.
A whole year of shoving my hand down the toilet.
Connor, there's a solution to this. Two solutions. One, don't take such massive dumps. Two, because this is the more viable option, flush halfway through and then flush again at the end.
I've done that before. I've done it where I have filled up the toilet. Flush. Where I filled the toilet too much already, and I'm like, if I start wiping or if I poop anymore, this will not go down.
Dude, no. Seriously, though, like that's what you do. Like, you flush the toilet and then you finish up and you flush the toilet again. Easy. That's the way to do it.
Do you do that?
I have. I don't do it regularly, but yes.
See, I torpedo my dumps so quick, they just sloop all the way down and I don't have to flush at all.
No, Kyle, that's Cade.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Cade goes in there and like 3 minutes later comes out like, wow, that was a nice
drive by torpedo.
He's hanging his butt up the car window.
He just like barely squats over it. He's like,
you know the video of the guy, he runs into the bathroom, he like unzips and then pours like a cup of water in, but from the back it looks like he just peed like a liter of water. And then you run, you do that with Dookie, just run in and go. Oh my lord.
Nice.
It's like that video of the Tobey Maguire spider screaming and then he passes
out. That got me to laugh so much when I first watched it, and I knew what was gonna happen. As soon as I saw the face in the caption, I was like, that's exactly what it is.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
What else would we be sending in here? Come on.
Well, half the things that Connor sends like that are Instagram reels that I've sent him at some point.
Yeah, I know. I don't give you credit, but I don't really care.
You suck. I know you don't care, but it's fine. I don't ask for credit. I'm fine. It's okay.
I want to tell you something, Kyle. I don't know if you know this. I have a fish in my tank. That's name is Truth and Reconciliation.
Yeah, Kyle saw the thing, didn't he?
I don't know.
Who's eating?
Kyle.
What do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, this is a gummy bear. Okay, this is what it sounds like.
No, mine's crunchy, bro.
Crunch.
Crunch. Oh.
See how gross that is!
Stop what?
Stop!
Stop what?
Wow, this is riveting, guys.
Wow. Sponsored podcast by my water.
Ew.
That sounded like the toilet.
Guys,
we're in the water bottle.
I got this.
Who needs a water bottle when you got a toilet?
Listen to this.
If you flush.
Yeah, there it is. Now, which one was Connor flushing and which one was me taking a drink? You'll never know.
The real question is, has Connor been on there the whole time we've been in here?
Yes.
And he just says,
guys, shut up! I have a problem.
We know. That's the point here. This is an intervention.
Podcast style.
Connor, you need to stop taking your massive entire dumps. Life on the toilet. That too. Don't take such massive dumps.
Easy.
Or pull a cade and just like torpedo.
Just run past the bathroom real quick.
Like, you know, like you're throwing a flashbang. Just whip your butt. Like, and
you stand at the door with it closed and you just like whip the door open real fast.
I feel like. These are the kind of conversations that they'd have on Red versus Blue.
Probably. You know, I just had a great idea. So, you know Bear Grylls, right?
Yeah.
So, Cade would be like the best. You'd be like the best for the next Bear Grylls. He's getting chased by like a wolf or something.
He's got like, he goes out in the wilderness. In nothing but like combat boots.
He's only got to stop for like 5 seconds and he's ready to run again.
No, he's got a built in weapon system, right? So he goes out in nothing but combat boots, combat gloves, tactical headgear, right? Wait. And one of those like old timey underwear that have a butt flap. And whenever he needs to, like, there's a bear. Hold on. He turns around, undoes the butt flap, and
it works like the banana peels in Mario Kart.
When he's running, he doesn't have to stop running to go. He's just like
Kyle. <wait.
laughs> He's impossible to catch.
Because it also lightens his load and allows him to run faster.
Yeah, he gets faster with everyone.
But he times it so well that it's like there's always like two reasons for him to dump. One is like it's time. The other one is like
it's an emergency. Evac. Come on, get out of here.
The emergency is like the wolf creeping up behind me. I have explosive diarrhea. Here we go. And it's just a spray. You know, it's like tear gas, but
worse.
Not actual gas. It's like tear. You know, dookie water.
Kyle, you said treat it like a flashbang. Right before you said that, I was going to say, you don't even, like, go into the bathroom. You just, like, poop in your hand.
What is that with you? You've pooping hands.
Poop in your hand and throw it in the toilet.
Poop in your own hand. You got to do it right now.
I just did. To dip in my coffee. Yummy.
How old did you turn, Connor?
Two.
Not old enough.
Two. Great.
That's what I. What do you expect him to say?
No. Don't do any math, but just guess. Guess how old I turned. Kyle, don't say anything.
Three.
Well, we're in luck because I can't do math anyways. 48.
No.
Dang it. I don't know any other numbers.
Well, you got 4 and you got 8 already.
I have them. Is it 4 or 8?
Close.
Now add those together. What do you get?
48.
Yes. Good job.
Man, I should be a mathematician. I died a little bit right there.
I lost the Where party. Are you? Where are you? And I'm so sorry.
I actually was singing that earlier today to make a joke. I can't remember what the joke was,
Was it? Oh, no. It was already playing a game. I remember. I was making it to Taylor.
Where are you?
The work?
Huh?
I'm on the radio at work the other day.
Huh. I haven't, like, actually heard that in ages.
So, like, I forgot it was an actual song. And then it came on, and I was like, oh, hey, yeah, cool.
Are you real? Are you my dad?
Am I?
Are you my mother?
Am I my own dad?
Am I?
There's a possibility, however slim, that you are your own dad.
I don't think that's right.
I think I'd rather shoot your finger off.
Huh?
Instead of be my own dad.
Of course you'd rather shoot my finger off.
That's the easy part.
Psychopath. Got any more Dookie stories?
Oh, hang on. What was that joke?
Does it involve Dookie?
Wait. No.
It's not right Al there. Anymore.
It's Dump.
How many times do you idiots need to burp in here? Good grief.
I haven't done it the whole time. It's over him. He's the one drinking fizzy things.
I don't know. I'm blaming you anyways, Kyle. It's your fault. By association. Fine.
God. Okay, I've got it. I got a joke. I got a joke for you.
Go ahead.
My wife, don't make any jokes about my wife. My wife asked if I'd seen the dog bowl. I said I never knew he did.
Wow.
You come to me.
You laughed at that.
I know.
You disrespect me.
The wow was because I'm so disappointed with myself. I'm about to jump out the second story window.
Hey, me too. Let's
think. Hey. I'm ready. You do the countdown. I'll definitely jump out at the same time.
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
One. Wait, are we jumping on go or on three?
I think go.
So 1, 2, 3, go, jump on go, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, go.
Ah, I definitely jumped out my window.
Connor actually did jump out of his window, but he's on the first floor, so.
He didn't get the memo.
No, Connor, it's fake. We're not actually jumping out of the window.
Chucks himself like out of a 15-story window. Oh, no.
You hear wind rushing in the mic and then.
Bro, are you in a car right now?
No, Llama, no.
Hey, guys, knock, knock.
Go away. I'm not home.
I second that motion.
We don't want any of your Girl Scout cookies, brother.
Okay, just stupid cookies. They're not even good.
All right, fine. I'll see. Who's there? I look through the peeky hole.
Oh, he left. Sweet. I think we broke his little heart.
And we can't hear you, so...
You got wrecked. That's what happened.
I know what it is. You left the recording and came back.
So,
so that's what it is. If you're here, Connor, are you here? Okay. If you can hear me.
Hey, what happened?
Hey, Ro. I don't know.
So you left the recording and came back. Every time I did that, it would cut out the audio for me.
I didn't leave the recording, though. I just...
Yeah, you left the app, right?
I went off of the app.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I was off the app for, like, 15 minutes.
And then you went off at the wrong time.
I left and came back.
15 minutes and 1 second. Gosh.
Dang it. Okay, well, seriously, I'm going to... I'm going to tell you this joke, and then we can head our separate ways.
Literally one joke.
You brought it back for, like, a 2-minute segment of... Okay, fine.
Yeah, I did! We have to say goodbye!
Goodbye!
Goodbye.
No, no, okay. Oh, how okay, did watch this. Be if I hit it. The end button right there?
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes. Ready
joke?
Yeah, okay. Let's go.
Some ready. Audience participation. Any volunteers? Raise yes. your hand.
Me.
I do not yes, raise you. My hand.
Right there.
Me? Yes.
Yes, yes. You.
No, oh, yes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
No! Interrupting cow who?
No! What? You ruined it!
That's what I thought. Yeah. Get wrecked.
It's too good.
Get wrecked.
Just right. Take it past him.
You fool.
You're a failure.
You're such a failure.
Go do some dishes.
Okay. Well, I guess that's that. Let's just end this right now.
Nice
the face
joke.
Of patient corn.
That was a fine. Sick joke to end on. We've done it, boys.
Interrupting who? It's an owl.
Is it?
Hey, guys, did you hear about the Italian chef who died?
He was a...
He passed away.
Dylan, that makes me think of that, like the chef.
Pasta la vista. That's what I was thinking of too.
Into a Glock and just
pasta la vista.
Connor, you sound like Alfred Der Butler with two T's.
There you go. The Butler, two T's.
I have a super secret.
Internet providers don't want. You buying one, but they're oh, that's an advert.
What? I didn't even hear what you said.
You started reading an advert like it was a joke.
Sign up for our newsletter. Dang it.
That's the real joke. Is you started reading
your new tax statement is oh goodness.
Two guys walk into a bar, the third guy ducks. You're likely to miss out on the best coffee for your Keurig. Stop!
Stop! You're doing it on purpose, but it's still funny.
How do you know that?
Well, I don't, but I assume that you are. And if you're not,
a man and a giraffe walk into a bar. After a few drinks, the giraffe falls over and dies. The man begins to walk out when the bartender stops him. Hey, you can't just leave that lion there, the bartender yells out. The man turns around. It's not a lion, it's a giraffe.
Oh, Dylan, your polite laugh, your polite laugh.
Oh, right. I forgot how to do it.
Oh, right. No, not your pity scoff, your polite laugh.
I don't remember the polite laugh right now. Dang it, there's so many things to remember. So many jokes and polite laughs. I don't remember them all.
Girl, I'm so angry right now.
What Why did the Buddhist say to the hot dog vendor?
Don't tell me what to do.
Make me one with everything. What did the buffalo say when his son left?
Check out the live son.
Got it.
You got it. You got yep.
So clever. It's almost like I've heard that joke 28 million times.
Guys,
shut up.
What did the murderous buffalo say to his son?
Discover a vehicle that will fuel your passion for nature.
Dyson. Like the
by Mazda. With the Mazda CX-50, outdoor adventurers have a partner to encourage them to explore new
we're
horizons,
doing another ad roll.
Challenge them to push past existing boundaries and live a more inspired life every day.
Just to let everybody know, we are not sponsored by anyone. We are an organization. We do not have sponsors. This is not – please don't sue us, please.
Nobody wants to sponsor us. Dang it.
If you sue anyone, sue Connor at his address. Connor, give your address.
Please state your address.
We'll add it in post. It's okay.
Want to hear two short jokes and a long joke?
Joke, joke, joke!
No, like this. Joke. Joke.
Joke.
Joke!
Connor, can you do me a favor real quick?
Yeah.
Can you leave your phone on one side of the room, go to the other side of your room, and shout something?
Shout joke again.
Yeah.
Like that long?
Yeah.
Joke! It sounds like you're shouting for someone named Joe. Like, Joe!
Oh, here. I'll leave my phone in the living room, and I'm gonna go in my room and scream. What should I scream?
I don't know.
I'll scream. I don't know. I don't know.
That's actually awesome for comedic effect.
Every time we go to make a joke, you just need to run to the other room.
Yeah, run to the other room and like scream laugh or something. That was awesome.
I'm gonna get that sound bite.
Yes. Can you do that? Can you like get that and save that? Like download that to your phone?
Well, he can just record it. He can just record it while listening to the podcast back through, and then just cut it down easiest way.
Anyway, guys, for just real quick, last things, any podcast recommendations?
No.
To listen to?
Yeah.
Myself.
I like to listen to some political stuff because they're kind of funny most of the time.
You like to pretend he's smart.
I like Michael Knowles.
I like Michael Phelps.
I like Michael Jackson.
How R Swim.
Michael Jackson? Is that you?
Is that you?
The ghost of Michael Jackson is back. Have you ever heard of Michael Jackson?
No.
He was a singer.
All right, well, let's just end this.
Oh, wait, my podcast recommendation. I've been listening to a really good one, How to Kill Your Brother Across the Sea, 10 Easy Steps. I'm on step 6, so we'll see how it goes.
You're almost there.
Almost there.
step 10, you'll learn the secret.
I can't learn wait. The secret.
Mail him a bomb.
Mail order bomb.
It's just a bomb-making tutorial.
Well, it's where you like go to the dark web version of Amazon, run by Beth Jesus, and then you send lethal things to people. Because you know how there's Santa Claus and Krampus. It's Jeff Bezos and Beth Jesus, twin brothers separated at birth, both started empire.
Imagine being named Beth.
Beth-free. Parents hated him.
Beth-free Jesus, voted worst name ever.
Beffrey Jesus. That's awesome. I still think one of the funniest moments we've had on this podcast is when we were talking about Connor working at Amazon, and like it was like if you scan something wrong, it like makes a big sound, and like
it was like wah,
wah, and Jeff Bezos would teleport behind you with a giant hammer made of Amazon boxes and boom, annihilate you.
Immediately snaps your freaking neck.
If you scan one thing wrong, you're dead.
That was Connor's stand while he was working at Amazon as Jeff Bezos.
It's Beth Jesus.
No. Jeff Bezos runs the company. Beth Jesus is the guy that came and beat you with the hammer.
He's the enforcer.
Yeah. All the Amazon boxes, instead of a smile, the smile is upside down, so it's an angry frown.
All right, yeah, Beth Jesus doesn't smile.
He also has hair.
He also has hair.
He's just complete opposite of Jeff.
I saw a meme today.
He's black.
It was a picture of Elon Musk getting out of like he was on a dock somewhere in swim trunks. And it was like, steal his look. And it was like really expensive swim trunks, like $128. SPF 1000 sunscreen, $12. The last thing in the list was $12.8 billion. I was like, well, yeah.
He just carries like actual cash, $12.8 billion.
Money. He's moments. Like synthesized money. He's a money clone. He's a money clone.
A money clone.
He's a money clone. like the shadow clone jutsu. It's a money clone.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna have to cut this off. I've gotta go, you know.
Oh, thank God. All right, I've been keeping at this act for so long.
Make sure what, Kyle?
Make sure you go to the hospital after you cut it off. Whatever it is, I don't know, but just go to the hospital.
I'm pretty sure everyone's mind went to one specific thing when you said that.
I was thinking of a hand or something.
No, you weren't.
Y'all
don't
are
give
dirty.
Me that bull crap.
All right. We'll
I'm
going
to be honest.
Guys.
When you said go to the hospital when you cut it off, my immediate thought was still in the bathroom. Taking a dump as soon as you finished up, got to go to the hospital. You work as a nurse, but nobody knows.
You know,
so.
You know, you do have some dumps where it's just like, oh, that's fine. You have other dumps, and it's like, I need to go.
Do I have internal bleeding?
You have dumps where your butthole feels like an inside-out mango. Afterwards,
you ever like swallow a lot of Pop Rocks, but they don't digest, so just like you come out and the poop explodes. You know, you can't really have
okay. Well, now I'm.
Are these for my kidney? Okay.
Before we go, a couple more things about poop because you know why not? I had to go to the bathroom, so I normally hold even if I wake up and I have to go to the bathroom before work, I normally hold it until I
why
because I can do that.
But, I can do that.
But,
I have an internal pocket that allows me twice as much dookie before releasing it.
The other day, I woke up and I was like, oh my gosh, something's going to slide out if I don't go right now.
Slide out!
My dumps last anywhere from 10 minutes to like 20, 30 minutes. Okay?
10 minutes is the short end?
10 minutes to 20, 30 hours.
I'm not kidding, guys. I wish that I could take like a 5-minute crap.
We haven't seen Connor in 3 days.
It's like,
where is he?
Least,
oh, he's just taking a poop. He'll be fine.
It's at least 10 minutes. I'm not kidding. And that's like, that. Even if I didn't have my phone, okay? That doesn't, I mean, I am sitting there waiting and stuff is coming out. And I mean, I don't know. I must eat a lot.
Does it come in waves where it's like you got wave one, wave two, or pretty early on? Wave three is when it takes you the 10 minutes. You got to wait for
the final boss.
The final boss. Of a dump.
Yeah. And then I basically had, I did have Count to turn it off. I had to pinch it off and I felt horrible. I stood up and I was like, I know that something else is begging to come out. It's knocking at the door. I sat down in my car and I was like, this is the most painful car ride I have ever experienced.
Oh, you've been the more painful one, I'm sure, because there was one where you were driving to Manchester, I think, and you had to pee for like 20 minutes, and not just like, oh, I've got to pee. It was like, I am pinching it off for 20 minutes.
I'm dying.
And it was like the more we moved, like you getting out of the car was the funniest thing, because it was like, if I shift, I will pee myself. So you actually were like,
the hard part is like you can't run, but you can't walk. It's like, what am
yeah.
I supposed
you
to
can't
do?
Run, you can't walk. So it's just like, I kind of shuffle.
Is there a wheelchair anywhere?
Because it hurts.
Okay, well, one other thing, because I do have to go. I'm sorry. I work with a guy called Eli. He's my age. He's super funny. He doesn't try to be, but he's super funny. We were talking once. We were in the cube truck alone. It was like when the worst things happened. Don't ask. But he says, like, we're talking about, like, taking dumps, and he says, of course we're talking about that. I can't get away from it. You think that me and you guys are the only people who talk about it? Nope!
Everywhere I go, I see his face.
The ghost of dumps past.
The ghost of dumps yet to come.
Lord help me when the ghost of dumps present shows up.
Yeah, and he was like, have you ever, like, taken a dump? And you're like...
Dumps yet to come.
And you're like, oh man, that was disappointing. <'Cause
it's> like Yes, actually. Yes, I have.
No, that's not the end. He's like, that's disappointing. Because he's like, nothing happened. And then you stand up, and it's like a foot long.
Oh,
and I start crying from laughing so hard. And I'm like, I have never
done that. What, like, you don't feel a foot long just slide out?
Gotta stink.
Foot long.
And then the noise he made after, he was like, you stand up, it's like a foot long, and you're like, whoa!
I'm gonna be standing at work tomorrow and I'm just gonna think of that and start cracking up. I'm not answering that question.
I'll be rolling out a pizza and I'll think of something that happened earlier in the day, like a video I was watching or something one of you guys has said, and I'll just like smile to myself, start laughing. I'm like, if anyone looks at me, they're just gonna think I'm crazy.
It's like chuckling yourself up in the corner.
Just like, it is a corner. It is a corner that I'm like shoved into. Sound just like that too.
That's Kyle. Kyle in the corner.
That's just Kyle at work, though. It's only when he's at work he laughs like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna wrap this up.
Yoda's laughing.
Good talking to you guys.
We're gonna cut this one off.
Pinch it off and
go to the hospital. That's what I'm gonna say every time now. I'm gonna say we're gonna pinch this off.
Yeah, that's how we end the episode. Episode 80, whatever. Now we finally figured it out. We're gonna pinch this one off.
We're gonna pinch this off. We're gonna painfully pinch this off.
All right.
Cut it off at the source.
Happy dumping.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Right, yeah.
But anyway, nice talking to you guys, and I'll talk to you guys next time.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.